All right, calling to order the AMATS Policy Committee meetings for this Thursday, May 18th, 2023. Let's see if we have quorum.
We do.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Any audience participation today?
We do not. Nope.
We'll move on to item 2 minutes. These are minutes from the March 23rd, 2023 meeting. Anybody want to make a motion?
Boland.
I'll second it.
Motion by Boland and second by Bashir.
We're next to each other. This is bad.
Any comments before we take a roll call? Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed or abstentions? Okay. Hearing none, we pass unanimously. Staff reports. Director Bates.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 3A, you'll see through March 1st, we spent about 41% of the budget. Like a lot of you, AMATS is having some staffing issues and filling some positions. We've lost a few employees over the last 6 to 8 months and working to get ourselves back up to fully staffed, but we also have a couple of major contracts with our pavement condition index and stuff coming through. So hopefully we'll see some more of that budget expended, but otherwise we're in good shape. So I'd be happy to answer any questions. And take job applications.
Anything for the director? Okay, we'll move on to 3B, which is technical progress report. Matt Stewart.
Thank you. Okay, so we have four short items for you today.
Hey, Matt. Before you go on,
yeah,
I make a motion to approve this technical progress report.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Motion by Adamson. Second by Clark. Any discussion before we take a vote? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstentions? Sorry about that, Matt.
No problem. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
So if you remember at the March meeting, Emily Collins from the City of Akron and Sam Rubens from the Regional Air Quality Management District were here to talk about the climate pollution reduction grants and the city's intention to be interested in proceeding should the Akron metro area get to that point. So it was, I believe, the top 72 metro areas were able to proceed with these. Akron's the 83rd largest. They were talking about that and kind of gauging regional interest. Since that meeting, Akron did end up missing that by just a few slots. But the good news is the Ohio EPA has reached out and said that they are, you know, going to be doing their state planning process, and so the Akron area will be a part of that. So from what I understand, there will be implementation grants available in the fall. So if any municipalities beyond the city of Akron are interested, certainly join that effort, be working on your own climate action plans, and can kind of proceed that. Second thing, and I'll touch on this a little bit later, but just a reminder that the Safe Streets for All year two notice of funding opportunity is open right now. That will close on July 10th. And I guess the other thing I'd say on that is if your municipality or agency is interested in applying, it'd be helpful for us to know what you're thinking about doing. Just so we have an idea. The third thing, this is just kind of a general thing. I mentioned it at TAC last week that Curtis and I are kind of trying to follow along with federal debt ceiling situation. There's not a lot of specifics I can give. Like, I don't think anybody really knows what's going on. I do know that the administration, the White House, and Transportation Secretary Buttigieg, they're definitely playing up, like, if we get to that point, that some of the immediate impacts are going to be fewer rail safety inspections and fewer air control towers at airports and longer wait times. And that seems to be what they're really focusing on, is the immediate problems. But we'll just continue to monitor that, and hopefully when June comes, things are sorted out by then. Finally, just wanted to let you know that next Tuesday, May 23rd, the TAC TIP committee is getting together to discuss the federal functional classification update. And that's the process where the where it's decided which roads are eligible for federal funding. There were a total of 18 roadways that either were requested to be added or requested to be removed. And so we'll be discussing all of those. The majority of those were submitted by the Portage and Summit County engineers, but we had three municipalities request and a few that AMAT staff came up with that we thought deserved being looked at. So what we've been doing in the last few weeks, our staff has gone out and taken fresh counts of many of these sites, and we've been kind of compiling all the historical count data and also gathering some of the streetlight data on these. So we have a lot of different historical counts to pull from. So stay tuned on that. If you're going to be at the meeting next week, we'll talk through all of those. So are there any questions? Okay. If not, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Next is the AMAPS federal funds report. David Poulet.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple things I wanted to mention. Our SDBG funds are a little bit over-programmed. We're over by about $1 million. But statewide, there's plenty of money, carryover money from other MPOs. So as we get a little bit closer to the year-end, we'll try to broker a loan from another MPO. That really shouldn't be an issue. In fact, I think ODOT would actually welcome that. TASA and the CMAC funds are in good order. There are still about four STB jobs left to sell. Actually, since last week when I did the federal funds report, I think four jobs have sold and been encumbered. So we're headed in the right direction. Hopefully those last four will make it this fiscal year. Last but not least, the AMATS will be accepting applications for our funding this summer. CMAC will probably be due. CMAC applications due at the end of July. And then STBG and TASA and resurfacing probably by the end of October. So you might want to start thinking about that. And the CMAC projects, are statewide, so we're actually kind of competing statewide, but they still give us our fair share. But you might want to start thinking about those. Those take a little bit more time to put together and to evaluate. And last but not least, we will be having a project review meeting. I didn't get the email sent out yet, but we'll be having a project review meeting with ODOT and all stakeholders in projects next Thursday, a week from today, May 25th. So I'll be getting that message out this afternoon probably, or tomorrow morning, and you'll see what time you're scheduled to come to the meeting. It'll be a Teams meeting. So that's about all I have. If there's any questions, I'm glad to answer them.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Do you have anything under old business today?
We do not.
How about new business?
No new business.
So we'll go to resolutions, item number six. The first is 6A, resolution 2020-304. This is approving the fiscal year 2024 transportation planning work program and budget. Heather Davis Rydell, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, everyone. Attachment 6A, resolution 2023-04. Is the final transportation planning work program and budget for AMAT's fiscal year 2024, which will begin this year on July 1st. A draft of the work program was approved by all of you in January, which was then submitted to ODOT for review. After receiving comments from ODOT, the major elements of the plan remain the same. Therefore, AMAT staff is requesting approval of resolution 2023-04, the fiscal year 2024 transportation planning work program and budget. So if there are any questions, I will be happy to answer them.
Okay, hearing that, we'll offer a motion.
All of the to approve.
Some of
McClary. Motion of Jim Bowling.
Could it be Jim?
Okay. Any discussion before we take a vote? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, thank you. Thank you. Next is item 6B, Resolution 2023-05. This is approving the final draft of fiscal year 2024 through 2027 Transportation Improvement Program. We have up again David Goulet. Thank you, David.
Okay, thank you. At our last meeting, we discussed a draft 2024-27 TIP. What we are presenting to you at this meeting is Resolution 2023-05, which will approve the new TIP. Once again, the TIP is more than just a list of highway projects. It also includes transit projects, fiscal analysis, air quality analysis, environmental justice, performance measures, and public input. By far, the biggest source of funding in our TIP is from federal sources. That's the whole purpose of the TIP, to show all federal transportation dollars that come into our area. The local amount looks kind of large at 37%, but once again, this includes local sales tax collected by Metro, and the state contributes about 11%. The TIP by mode of travel is 56% of the money goes toward highway projects, 42% toward transit, and 2% toward bike and ped projects. Of the $523 million designated for highway improvements, they're basically categorized into three categories: preservation, operational, and capacity. And by far, the lion's share of the money goes into preservation, 77%. We are in a mode now where we want to just maintain what we have. There's not too much need or to expand the system. And then operational also is important. Those include things like traffic signals and improving traffic flow in whatever way possible. There are a couple capacity projects. These are really ODOT projects. It's widening of I-77 in the Bath, Richfield area, and that's the only two expansion projects that's in the TIP, but those are expensive, so that kind of takes up 15% of the funding. Just briefly touching on transit, a pretty good chunk of money goes toward transit projects, over $399 million, and this helps with the operation of Metro and PARTA's services. Many common projects are replacement of large and small buses, maintenance of equipment and facilities, and then coordinated human services transportation plan. So the next steps is approval of the resolution in front of you, Resolution 2023-05. The TIP document was actually presented to, was actually submitted to ODOT on May 1st. That was kind of a deadline they had, because they then take our TIP along with others in the state, and they submit it and forward it to the U.S. DOT. Final approval and comments we expect to have back from the U.S. Department of Transportation by June 30th, and then the new TIP will go into effect on July 1st, 2023. And then once it goes into effect, then all changes have to be done through a amendment process. So if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. If not, the staff recommends approval of Resolution 2023-05.
Okay, hearing no questions.
I would like to mention one thing before I forget. I'm sorry. You don't really have printed copies of the TIP in your packet. We did have printed copies last time, but it is posted on our website. And if you do want a printed copy, I think we have a half a dozen or so. You're welcome to take one. Sorry about that.
Oh, no. Think anything else? Just jump right in. Okay, we have a motion.
I'll make a motion.
For Chair? Thank you.
Paradise, second.
Thank you, Joe. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Hearing none, passes unanimously. Okay, that brings us to item 6C. This is Resolution 2023-06, reaffirming the approval of the Regional Transportation Plan and the Transportation Improvement Program, and affirming the consistency between the Regional Transportation Plan, the Transportation Improvement Program, and the State Implementation Plan. That's a lot of words, but Jeff will describe it all to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is an annual resolution that AMETS is required to pass in order to remain certified as a metropolitan planning organization. This resolution reaffirms AMETS' approval of the 2045 Regional Transportation Plan. It also reaffirms the existing TIP and affirms the consistency of both of these documents with the State Implementation Plan for Air Quality Conformity. The staff is recommending approval of Resolution 2023-06. Are there any questions?
I love it. The description was less than the title. That's great. All right. Motion.
Clark.
Okay.
Second, Judge.
Motion by Clark, second by Judge. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Okay, passes unanimously. We're going to bring Jeff back up here for Resolution 2023-07. This is certification of the urban transportation planning process. Take it away, Jeff.
Thanks. With this resolution, the policy committee certifies that the AMATS transportation planning process is being implemented in compliance with all applicable federal requirements. Approving this resolution is an annual requirement. AMATS activities are carried out under the continuing supervision of the Ohio Department of Transportation. And the staff is recommending approval of Resolution 2023-07. Are there any questions?
Okay, hearing none, we have a motion.
So moved, Jenkins.
All right, Jenkins with motion.
Second, Judge.
Seconded by Judge. Any discussion before we take a vote? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Okay, that also passes unanimously. Next on our agenda is item 6E, and this is Resolution 2023-08, approving the final draft Safe Streets for All action plan for the greater Akron area. This will be presented by Matt Stewart.
Okay. This will be pretty short and sweet today. Although, Dave, it looks like this is a different presentation. Well, it doesn't really matter. I only had a couple slides anyway, and it was pretty brief. So we're asking for your consideration through Resolution 2023-08 to approve the final Safe Streets for All action plan, something that we've been working on for the past 8 months or so. I did want to go over a couple of the key changes very briefly, and this is not the presentation I had, but that's okay. I can kind of work off of this. Just so you're aware, we have changed a few things since we met back in March. The biggest change by far was making some changes to the high injury network. We now have about 200 either road segments or intersections that are on the high injury network. Basically anything that had two or more fatal or serious injury crashes within the 5-year period. All of this is detailed within Chapter 7 of the plan, and the high injury network is actually Chapter 4 where it's described, but then the actual project recommendations are in Chapter 7. A couple of the other changes. We did add a transit section within our recommendations chapter, so that was one of the more substantive changes. But basically, it's the same same report that I described back in March. So really, that leaves us, if this is approved today, like I mentioned earlier in the meeting, the applications are due July 10th if anybody would like to pursue an implementation grant. And passing the resolution today will set everybody up so you have that chance. So are there any questions about the overall planning process or the final plan? Okay. If not, that's all I have, and staff recommends approval of 2023-08.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
No questions? All right. Entertain a motion.
Adamson moved.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Paul in second.
Paul in the second. Okay, any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, passes unanimously. Anything on their other business?
Yes, we do, Mr. Chairman. So some of you might be aware, the Portage County engineer, Mickey Marazzi, retired at the, I believe it was last week, right? That's weeks go fast. In his place, Mr. Larry Jenkins is the new Portage County engineer at this time. So congratulations to Larry. But it also brings to us, Mickey was currently the AMATS vice chair. And so what we would like to do...
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say we would like to have some volunteers for nominating committee unless
she nominated.
Yeah,
I think
Bobby didn't make a motion.
I didn't hear a second.
I second. Yeah.
So Bobby's just committed. So who else?
I'll do it.
And one more. Bowling, Becerra, and is there another B here?
Yeah. Bill
Come on.
Judge?
It really will just be a series of emails just to confirm, so it's not a meeting or anything. So
you got the Bill. You got Bill, Bobby, and Bowling.
All right. It's like Peter Paul and Mary.
Right? All right. Quick and easy. So you've got what you need?
I have what I need. Thank you.
Okay.
And congratulations again.
Yeah. Anybody else? Yeah, congratulations. Anybody else have anything under other business? Okay, our next regular meeting is scheduled for Thursday, August 10th. What seems a little bit away, isn't it? 1:30?
Yeah, and we do reserve the right, you know, the summer is usually open, but if there is a need for an emergency meeting, we, you know, just, I know you won't be going anywhere, Mayor, so.
Oh, I'll go a couple places. So same time, same place?
Absolutely.
In August 10th?
Yep.
Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right. So here we are.